You're listening to It's Your Health Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. I can't believe this is the last segment of the show. We're going to jump right back in with Ariana Barrett. We've been talking about crystals just before the break. Ariana, you were saying, you got a $55 crystal at Marshall's. That was $300 in the metaphysical store. So that's good to know. What else do you want to look for when you're looking for crystals?
So how do you buy a crystal?
Yes.
I would say go with your intuition. It's kind of like when you go to an ice cream store, go to Haagen-Dazs, and what is it you want? Are you really digging the chocolate peanut butter, or do you want some sorbet today? You know, how are you feeling? What is it that you need? So follow that intuition. The other thing you can do is use muscle testing, which is something I use in my healing sessions. It's called applied kinesiology, and we've done this together.
Yeah, we talked about that at the beginning of the show. That's so funny.
Oh, awesome. Great connection. So you can actually muscle test if you know how to muscle test, and it's really easy to learn. It just takes a little bit of practice. So your muscle will stay strong if that stone is actually beneficial to you, and it will go weak if it's not. And again, that can change based on the day, but in general, we have our kind of go-tos. Like, again, if I use a Starbucks analogy, I want to go and get a regular Pike Rose coffee. You know, that's kind of my go-to there, as opposed to saying, like, chamomile lavender tea. So you can do that as well. And so, you know, we need different crystals on different days, depending on what our energy needs are. But again, there are some standbys that will resonate with you all of the time, pretty much.
Now, earlier you mentioned the lifeline technique. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Sure, thank you. It's so phenomenal. It's 14 healing modalities in one. It works with the subconscious. So the majority of what you say, think, and do, about 90 to 95%, comes from subconscious programming. And the majority of those programs were downloaded when you're very young, between 0 and 6 years of age. If you've ever looked at a child, you know they're just a sponge absorbing everything in their environment. And the analogy would be kind of buying a new computer, and now you're downloading software that you're going to run for the rest of the life of the computer. So from that point of download, we then send out an attractor field or signal to attract people, places, and things in to make us experience those same emotions that we did at the time of download. So if you're ever experiencing something you'd never choose to, it's coming from a subconscious program. So in essence, these 15 healing modalities through the Lifeline technique, I upload higher vibrational software to the computer of the brain so it sends out a different radio signal, a higher vibrational radio signal. And I do that through using color therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprogramming. If there's a trauma involved, I utilize the acupuncture meridians. I don't do acupuncture, but I move the energy through the meridians. In essence, it's about emotions. If we haven't processed and released emotions, they get stuck. That energy gets stuck and blocks the different acupuncture meridians and causes disease and issues, imbalances in the body. If you look at the word emotion, it's emotion, energy in motion. So if it's not in motion, if it's not being processed and released, it's stagnant and causing some issues. So it's a phenomenal technique. I communicate with your higher self, your subconscious, through muscle testing, applied kinesiology on the client, but I also can do it on myself, tuning into your energy field. So I can actually do sessions over the phone, which is just wonderful that space isn't limiting in terms of a distance that I can't connect with someone. So it's really great.
Cool.
And I really love to use the crystals because it enhances it.
And you can do the crystals over the phone?
Oh, absolutely. Everything is energy, and we are all connected. We really forget about that. And today, you can see that example in terms of, again, on the internet and Wi-Fi. You can't see that signal, but it's happening. And you're getting information from all over the world based on this energetic current. And you're talking to someone in Russia, you know, on Skype, and it's phenomenal. So I think we're actually seeing more of that tangibly, which allows us then to be more open to experiencing these things, because everything is energy. We are all connected. And so actually, when I've received energy healing sessions on myself, they've been stronger over the phone than in the office of one of those practitioners. That's my own personal experience. And I think some of it is that when you're not utilizing all five senses, so you're not as distracted with sight and just looking at things in the room. And I mean, I love to work with clients face-to-face because our electromagnetic fields are connecting in that way. And I also love to be able to put my hand on their shoulder or be there if they need a tissue, something along those lines. But to do it over the phone is just as powerful, if not more.
Well, tell us all the ways. We got about 20 seconds left. Tell us all the ways people can find you, Ariana.
You can go to my Facebook page, and my last name is B as in boy, A H as in happy, R E T, and Ariana is spelled like Ariana Grande with one N, and or my cell phone. My cell phone is area code 928. It's a Sedona area code, 928-451-2561.
You are fantastic. I want to thank everyone for listening to It's Your Health today. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to It's Your Health Radio.